Thank you, Sam K, for being such a great host, and such thank you, St. Michael, for being such a worthy opponent in debate.
Thank you, Armand, for being here.
All right. Yeah.
So my debating wasn't that good.
No, it was wonderful. I'm happy to be here, and I'm glad for everybody listening at home.
Yeah. All right.
Be sure to tune in next semester.
Make sure. Yes, this is my last show. But it's now It's past 2 a.m. But that's okay. This is my last show that just ended 30 seconds ago. But yeah, tune in next year, next decade.
Whoa, next decade. Woo.
That's crazy, right?
Should next old acquaintance
be forgot and never brought along?
I don't think you know the word.
Like, I know the song, I just don't know the words.
Okay, that's fine.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. See you all next year. We're going to have a great show next year as well. It's going to be fun. All right.
Goodbye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. good evening / morning. Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful day out there. I mean, okay, well, maybe not to most people, you know. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but it's snowing out there. And I think that's pretty nice, because it really gets you in the festive holiday spirit. Oh, you know what? Forgot to say, this is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I am Donovan Menard. You're listening to my show, The Tortoise Tower Hour. Last Tortoise Tower Hour of the semester. I'll be back home for a month for Christmas break, and the show will most likely return in January. So tonight I'm planning to play you some Christmas music. But I still want to maintain my theme of playing a lot of funk music. I'm gonna play some jazz songs too, you know? And yeah, you can sort of get a fatigue from Christmas music, especially just there's a lot of overplayed songs, you know? So I'm playing some songs that are sort of underrated or maybe just appropriately rated, and maybe some that you might not have heard before, and I hope you enjoy them. I'm going to start out with a song performed by Marvin Gaye called Purple Snowflakes. I've quite enjoyed this song I discovered it last year. It's good stuff. And you don't really hear it incorporated into sort of the Christmas music canon, which I think it should be, you know? I'm tired of hearing Rocking Around the Christmas Tree and Jingle Bell Rock and Baby It's Cold Outside. Like, hey, play some Purple Snowflakes. Anyway, without much further ado, here is Purple Snowflakes by Marvin Gaye.
Summer flowers bloom. Here in our nest, we're surely blessed.
Chestnuts roasting
over the heat. Gee, ain't life sweet.
Tootsie's toasting.
Drifting on air without a care.
Purple snowflakes
cover the ground without a sound.
Nothing snowflakes.
As sure as snowflakes this night here with you. With you, and I said,
are falling, 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 and I've got you in my arms. Snowflake, yeah, pretty purple snowflake.
Well, there you have it. Purple Snowflakes by Marvin Gaye from A Motown Christmas, Volume 2. Add it to your Christmas playlist if you liked it. Which I hope you did. Now, I'm going to play you a little bit of jazzy Vince Guaraldi trio music from the classic film A Charlie Brown Christmas, because you can't go wrong with that. I'm going to play you two brief songs from that soundtrack. I hope you enjoy. Isn't that just such pleasant music? That's some good stuff right there. Now that was Christmas is Coming, followed by Skating by Vince Guaraldi Trio from the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack. And while we're on the topic of Charlie, I thought I might play you a song called Charlie Freak by Steely Dan. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Donovan, Charlie Freak by Steely Dan isn't a Christmas song. It's a song about a drug overdose, to which I respond, that's true, but there are sleigh bells in this song, and for that reason, I feel like that is sufficient justification to play it in a Christmas setting. Also, I just really like Steely Dan, and I don't want to go a day without playing a song by the Dan. You know, it's a good song. I think you're gonna like it. It's definitely, it's kind of unique even for Steely Dan. It's not very similar to their other songs. So here we go. My tongue-tied tonight. Charlie Freak by Steely Dan from the album Pretzel Logic. Charlie Freak by Steely Dan from Pretzel Logic, 1974. Steely Dan, never disappoint, you know? Anyway, you know, it's 2:24 a.m., and I think you guys know what that means, right? You know what time it is. It's 2:24 a.m. And that means that it is time for a PSA. That's right, folks. A public service announcement. So listen up. Tonight, I'm going to be reading you the pedestrian safety PSA. So buckle up. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. That's right, folks. Remember those words as you go about your daily activities. And you truly are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, the Tortoise Tower Hour, with your host, Donovan Menard. Now, I found, last year, I discovered a album of Christmas music that I've truly treasured. And it's by Duke Ellington, the legendary jazz musician. Now, we all know The Nutcracker, and its magnificent soundtrack by Tchaikovsky. Because we all love Tchaikovsky. Well, we don't all. Maybe I shouldn't generalize, but most of us do, I would think. I mean, he's got some good tunes up his sleeve. Do people say that? Is that a phrase like, he's got tunes up his sleeve? I don't really know. But Duke Ellington not only made a cover of just the main kind of Nutcracker theme or something, he covered every song in that show, and he really reimagined it. He made a whole jazz version of it, had his band play it, and I gotta say, it's some good music. And definitely, I mean, it's really the heart of my personal Christmas playlist. It's good stuff. I'm gonna play you two songs from that. But I highly recommend you go check that out. Just look up Duke Ellington Nutcracker Suite. And all the songs on there are pretty good. I'm not gonna be playing the Arabian Dance, but the Duke Ellington version of that is pretty good. They get the plunger mutes on the trumpets and stuff. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, actually a lot of plungers on this album. Which really, I like it. It spices things up. So, here we go. This is The Nutcracker Suite by Tchaikovsky, but it's originally by Tchaikovsky, covered and reimagined by Duke Ellington.
Thank you.
was the Nutcracker Suite, Duke Ellington's rendition of the Nutcracker Suite, the Peanut Brittle Brigade, and the Overture. So yeah, go check out that whole album, Duke Ellington, Nutcracker Suite. It's good stuff, you know? I mean, Duke Ellington gets a lot of, like, praise. And I think he deserves it, because that's good. It's good music, you know? I bet he worked pretty hard on it. I mean, it's... And his band, I mean, I think they did a good job, you know? They should pat themselves on the back. They really should. Anyway, I think what I might do now is play something a little funkier. And what better musical artist for the occasion than Earth, Wind, and Fire, my personal favorite funk band. Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, as I've said before, I am trying to play some Christmas music that you most likely have not heard. And, you know, there are a lot of... I normally play a lot of rock music, too, on this show. But I've generally found that going on... albums, like Christmas albums of famous rock bands or artists, generally not very good at all, you know, because it's a little disappointing. But I've had better luck with funk and soul artists, you know, like earlier I played you a Marvin Gaye song from an album called A Motown Christmas. That one's got a lot of pretty decent songs on there. And this one is just a whole Earth, Wind, and Fire holiday album. And it's pretty, it's good, you know? Not their best work, of course, you know? But for a Christmas album, and this came out recently. This was not them in their prime. This is 2014, not the 1970s. And for such a recent song, damn, there's some kind of engine revving up outside. Sorry about the hesitation there, but it's a good song. Sorry, I keep rambling on, you know? It's just, you know, slow-paced. It's a slow-paced evening. But it's nice to have a change of pace every now and then. I've been pretty busy lately. I mean, if you're a student, you might be preparing for finals, but having these 2 days off of classes is pretty nice. You know? Pretty leisurely. Here is Winter Wonderland by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
Winter Wonderland by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I think that's a pretty nice reimagining of that classic Christmas tune, you know? You know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, they really know how to spice things up. And I always appreciate that. And they still got it after decades of performing. Well, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a song called Pulled Up by Talking Heads. Now, you might be thinking, hey, Pulled Up by Talking Heads, it's not a Christmas song. And here's my response. This song is from the album Talking Heads 77, the Talking Heads' debut album. And if you're familiar with it, you probably know about the album cover, which is a solid red background with green text that says Talking Heads : 77 on the top. And red and green, I mean, what does that make you think of? That's right, folks. Christmas. Red and green are the colors of Christmas. And therefore, Pulled Up by Talking Heads is loosely related to Christmas. And, you know, I think Christmas is a time for positive feelings. And this song definitely has a positive message about being inspired and uplifted by others. And appreciating those people who have lifted, or as David Byrne says, who have pulled you up. Because we all need to be pulled up, 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 up. Sorry, just paraphrasing the lyrics there, you know, every now and then. I was going to say something else. Oh, yeah. It is 2:47 a.m. Right. And that's another reason why I'm playing this song, because when it's the 2:40s in the morning, it's time for Talking Heads. Was Pulled Up by Talking Heads. Now, to conclude the night, I'm gonna play you the song Be Thankful for What You Got by Love. Because You're probably thinking, oh, what does that have to do with Christmas? I think Christmas is a good time to just look around and be thankful for what you got, especially your family and friends. You might be thinking, isn't that what Thanksgiving is for? But, I feel like it's never the wrong time to be thankful for what you have. Also, the band is called Love, and that's a thing with Christmas, I guess. People say, Christmas is about love and family. You know, all that. Those just really, there are a lot of vague statements about the meaning of Christmas that people have made. So basically, you could sort of interpret anything to kind of be Christmas themed if you want to. So yeah, I hope you guys like this one. I had previously only known one song by Love, and then I was like, hey, maybe I should listen to more of their stuff. And I particularly like the album Real to Real, which is the one this comes from. It came out in 1974. Check it out if you got some time and if you like the song I'm about to play. So, here it is. Be Thankful for What You Got by Love.
Not
That was Be Thankful for What You Got by Love. I hope you liked it, because I sure do. I think it's a pretty nice song. That concludes the Tortoise Tower Hour for tonight. And for the semester, I will most likely be back next semester, and it'll be 2020. It'll be a new decade. A fresh start, you know? I hope you all achieve your goals this decade, and I hope that over this holiday break, whatever you celebrate, and I hope that you are grateful for your family and for what you have, and that you just enjoy yourself and take a break from anything that's stressing you out, because it's all going to be all right in the long run. Just enjoy what you enjoy, you know?